When Jalen Ramsey had the game like he has back there, how bold does that make you feel? How confident to be able to do what you really want to do?
You know, it's nice. You know, we were blessed, you know, obviously with a good corner, a couple of good corners in Seattle. And we're blessed now, where I think we got three good corners. But you know, we've always known that Jalen's going to be special. And when they have a marquee wide receiver, you know, we're going to challenge him each and every week. So his preparation during the week was great. Obviously, we know that Jeffrey's caught a couple balls on him, but I think they get paid too. So it's a situation, you know, we feel real comfortable with him right now, matching up on people.
And the way that Colvin played, and I don't know about Amukamara, but I'm sure you can tell me, the way they're playing as a group, is their confidence infectious for the whole group?
You know, I think there is. You know, we've done some real good things versus some good quarterbacks. Now, this week we probably have one of the better quarterbacks that we've faced. We're going to have a great challenge this week. But, you know, they're playing with confidence. They're playing, obviously, within the scheme and executing. And they see if we do that, you know, we give ourselves a chance. So I think we're excited as a staff and they're excited as players.
Do you get consulted when the offense is going to go hurry up because that could affect you guys defensively?
No. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know what happens on that side of the ball until we see it on Monday. I don't really get caught up in whatever they do. You know, they're going to do the best they can so they have success, and we're going to do the best things that we need to do to have success. Now, we talk about it as a staff, obviously, earlier in the week, but during the game, I have really no clue what's going on.
If they decided to do a little bit more of that, what kind of adjustment do you guys? Can you make anything defensively, or just knowing it even help?
Well, knowing it obviously helps. You know, we can't dilly-daddle around with, you know, our adjustments and stuff in case something does go wrong, but it's a situation. They're going to do what's best for them. And, you know, I think whatever's best for our football team, both sides will adjust either way.
The way Jalen handled the experience on Sunday, does that make you more confident to have him shadow somebody?
Yeah, it does. You know, he was playing against a big, long wide receiver that did a nice job of getting open there in the first half. But, you know, Jalen made some adjustments at halftime and did some things that he knew he needed to do. And because it's hard to get a look in practice from a guy like Jeffries. So he made some adjustments and made some real nice plays in the second half. But we, like I said, we feel comfortable with our back end. We're very excited about him.
House says he was benched. Is there a reason why?
You know, we just felt that, you know, Prince was playing well. House did get in the game, if you notice that. He did play. And, you know, it's a situation they come in and they compete each week when we go to practice, and then we make the decision as we get through the week. So I wouldn't considering him benched because he did play, but it's situations his reps were limited a little bit more.
You're first in the league in limiting yards per catch. Did you think that a change was necessary absolutely right now?
Or? No, it was a situation that, you know, we got back healthy. And, you know, Prince was rotating in as a starter, and he's been playing well. And it was a situation we just felt like that was the decision we wanted to make at that point in time to get Prince more and more reps. And once again, House is going to continue to play. You know, we're going to need him regardless of the situation. For us to be successful, we need Devon House.
The Raiders have a quarterback in their third year, a young running back, a couple of young receivers. Do they remind you of all of the offense that you see here every day?
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously very good. Coop and Crabtree, you know, we played Crabtree when he was out 49ers quite a few times. The young backs are doing well. We don't know if their starter tailback will be back, but Carr, he's special now. He can avoid the rush. He can throw the deep ball. He's got good touch on mid-range balls. So, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for this offense. They're good.
Colvin and Audrick coming back. How big is that moving forward?
You know, I think it's important that, you know, anytime defensively, you know, we feel that we got about, I don't know, let's say 19, 20 guys that can play on defense. So anytime we have, you know, we're at full strength, you know, we feel pretty comfortable with that. But it was nice to have AC back playing at the nickel spot because he's a good man, zone and blitzer. So, you know, that opens up our package a little bit. And then Jared's presence in the run game, you know, he's just a big, strong man. So having both those guys back obviously are nice. Yep.
As a tandem, how big of a challenge are the Raiders wide receivers?
You know, they're tough to deal with, and you know, their coordinator does a nice job of attacking the scheme and the system, and you know, the quarterback gives them the ball over the top. You know, we talk, you know, consistently all week long here so far of we got to make sure the top stays on the defense. We got to keep them in front of us, make them earn obviously everything they get, not give up big explosive plays, and hopefully along the way they can make a mistake or we're going to make a play to get off the grass.
a physically big offensive line for Oakland, what kind of challenge do they represent?
A big challenge. You know, we went through their run game, you know, 40 snaps, our three techniques going to get doubled 20 sometimes. So we definitely challenged the front today. I did it in front of the defense, and then I did it in our room. You know, they're going to have to come out and play well. Jack has always wanted a physical offensive line, a physical football team, and that's what they are, obviously sitting at 4-2. So physically it's going to be a big challenge for our front seven this week.
Another team that gets the ball out pretty quickly.
Yep.
Do you have to calm the front guys down, the front seven guys, especially the D-line, saying, hey, you'll get your chances, just, you know, be patient.
Right, and we get a lot of quick throws and checkdowns and stuff like that. So, you know, you don't always have to hit, disrupt the quarterback. If you can get some PBUs, some tips, some overthrows and stuff like that to give us a chance, that's affecting the quarterback also. But when he does stand back there and hold it, they got to be able to get there. And their offensive line, their left side is real good, obviously, you know. Played with Penn over in Tampa, and he's just continued to get better and better. So, you know, we're going to have to play well for us to have a chance here this weekend.
And you're saying they're going to double Malik, usually the three
Malik, Senderic, Roy. So it's going to be a heck of a battle inside. I look forward to seeing how we compete. And I think the strength of our ball club, one of the strengths is our front guys, so especially our inside guys, it's going to be a war between the two.
How close is Miles to being fully up to speed at the weak side linebacker spot?
You know, he's continuing to learn the position. I think he's going on his third week of it. And, you know, with Miles, he has some strengths, and Scooter has some strengths. So we try to get him in situations where those strengths can be exploited and that kind of stuff. So he's learning it, and, you know, he'll continue to be our starter out there. But we know that we got another player there with Scooter that deserves to be on the grass too. So we feel we got two really good players at that position.